This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Yeah, it'll be a good day celebrating my little buddy. It'll be fun. Yeah, we were doing a live show on Veterans Day, and we got the call that Patrick's birth mom was going into labor. So I had to leave the show. We had to jump in the car and speed up to Connecticut. And then he was born 2:33 p.m., I believe, was the exact time. And it was great because we got to be there. You know, they wheeled him in like an hour later, and then he was ours. So there you go. It's great. Really a wonderful, wonderful day. Obviously a day you can never forget. So especially for, because it was so hard for us to actually, have a child. I mean, it took years until the adoption, until we were picked. And then I've never really talked about this before. We had an adoption that fell through. You know, we had had something that fell through. We had had this plan to adopt another baby. And then, I mean, it was, we were up there, a baby was born, cut the cord. Next day, the birth mom changed her mind. I mean, that happens, you know. And that was the worst. That was the worst day of my life, by far, the worst day of my life. But you think, but then 3 weeks later, we got the call that Patrick's birth mom had chosen us to be, you know, his parents.
Yeah.
And that was the greatest call. I mean, I can't imagine living my life with him not being my son. Like, it was always meant to be. Like, he was always meant to be our son. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine a world without Patrick as my son, aww, you know? So even though that first setback was devastating in so many different ways, and it was the worst day ever, but then the good that came out of that, yes, was obviously what was meant to happen, you know? So it tests your resolve a little bit, your strength, and it's not an easy process. Adoption is unfortunately not an easy process. It's a very expensive process, and it's a time-consuming process, and there's heartbreak in it like that. Yeah. I mean, we were just having breakfast, and we got the call that from the counselor, the social worker, saying that she had changed her mind, and it was just
kind of like
awful.
Dealing with a miscarriage.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a great way to put it.
Yeah,
and we had to drive home, and it was so sad, and it was just terrible. But then we had we went down to Florida for a week, went to Key West, just hung out on the beach, and just tried to relax and try to, you know, deal with it. And then we came back, and as soon as we got back, we got the call that Patrick's birth mom had picked us. So, and then he was born today, and it was the greatest day in the world. Just absolutely the greatest day in the world. Just the best.
I hope birth moms are listening too, to know, you know what I mean? It's got to make you feel good if you're a birth mom or if you're considering that.
Yes.
It's nice that you celebrate them.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think about the incredible sacrifice that she did to be able to, bring him into the world for us.
Yeah.
And then place him with us to raise him and, you know, become our son. I mean, that's an incredible, incredible sacrifice right there.
Yeah.
Especially when you think about how many other easier options are available to than that. I mean, you know, and society probably even encourages those other options, mm-hmm, versus, you know, adoption. So these women are heroes in my world. They're heroes. They're absolute heroes. The selflessness, the absolute pure unconditional love they have,
yeah,
for the baby growing inside them, that they would be willing to say, well, you know, this couple is going to give you a better life. I love you so much, I'm going to give you to them. I mean, it's just amazing. Really, the selflessness. So we write her a letter every year on his birthday, and we thank him, and we thank her. We give her pictures of Patrick and stuff, and I always say, you know, I just thank God for you. You're a miracle. You're a miracle because you gave us the greatest. I mean, the kid's my world. You know.
Yes.
He and my daughter, of course, they're my world, but. For him in particular, at that moment in our lifetime, because we had gone for all these years of never being able to, you know, we weren't conceiving biologically, and then the setback, and then, you know, here he comes into the world, and you go 5 years later, like 5 years, how is that possible? It goes by so fast, you know? And everybody who sees us together goes, hey, you guys look alike.
It's crazy
how you look alike, you know? And act alike too. I mean, we're so alike, and he's super smart too. He's just a very, very special little boy. I think he has a photographic memory.
Wow.
He brought up something yesterday that happened 2 years ago. That I mean, Bridget and I were like, "How do you remember that?"
Yeah, that's unusual.
Yeah, he's got a real photographic memory, I think, which will serve him well in life too.
Yes.
and hopefully get him a college scholarship. So, God knows I ain't paying. I mean, you know, it's just. All right, now that you're five, like, you know, suck it up, kid, and you know, get working here, get moving, you know? Come on. So we celebrated his birthday Friday night, Saturday, last night, and then we'll do it again today officially, just the three of us, make him feel special. They always say to do that with your kids, right? Like, take one of them and make them feel really special for the day, right?
It's so important.
And it's so important to do that. But if you are, and by the way, if you are thinking about adoption, I definitely recommend it. I really do. Even the setbacks. I mean, there's setbacks with biological birth. I mean, you could have, like you mentioned, a miscarriage or stillbirth or something like that. There can always be challenges and setbacks. But overall, adoption's just, it's the greatest. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. So, but these women, I tell you what, these women, these birth moms who bring these children into the world, knowing that they're going to place them with another couple, they're heroes. They're absolutely heroes. I can't even say enough about them. People sometimes think of them as screwed up, or they don't have their life together, or they don't have, no, it's not that at all. Actually, it's not. It's just, they know at that moment in time, they can't give the best to this little child, but they love them so much. They bring him into the world. I mean, it's just absolutely a beautiful, beautiful statement. It really is. So we're very blessed to have not one but two beautiful children by way of adoption. But today's my son's birthday, and we were there for it. Thank God we managed to get up to Connecticut in time for that. Never forget. So there you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.